This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here comes the weekday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is traveling the world right now in Arizona, and it is actually warmer than Florida today in certain areas, so I'm not complaining at all, folks.
No. No complaining this time. Right. I think the last time you were in a live remote, it was like 10 degrees or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, see, no, it's all perspective. I am never going to complain when the thermostat hits 70 Fahrenheit and above. I'm all there. So,
there you go.
Yeah, we got a
good
show. But
it's a dry heat, they say.
It's not as dry in the winter. I'll say, I've been to Arizona, okay. And, you know, when it's triple digits, and even if it's not triple digits, just the 10% or less humidity, I am not used to that. I know some people move there for that reason, but I tend to like humidity. I know that's weird, but I've got a pretty good liver. You have a good liver, you can handle the high humidity. I'm just saying.
Well, you're in good shape then.
Yeah. So we got Doc Harmony scheduled to come back on the show today. We got regulatory considerations, mainstream media lies about ear candles. And it's kind of thematically, we got Dr. Batar scheduled for advanced medicine later. But thematically, Super Don, I don't know how you find these stories. Like, we're opening today on a story about homeopathic belladonna. It's like so perfect. So perfect. And
we kind of covered this story. I don't know. What was it? A month or two ago? Because the FDA has just been going after homeopathic teething tablets for years. They've been just trying to hammer, you know, and one of the more popular brands out there that people are aware of is Hylands. And they got hammered by the FDA. And they pulled their teething tablets from the shelves in the U.S. As a result, they finally gave in and said, all right, fine. We haven't had any problems with this, but, you know, they're throwing these warnings out there and we're worried that people are going to be confused or whatever like that. So we're just not going to distribute them anymore. And so I thought the story was over with.
Yeah.
But then lo and behold, of all of the news outlets or all of the sources that you could come up with a story about this, it's Popular Science. Popular Science came out with an article, and I happen to like Popular Science because they always have, like, the latest technology gadgets and, you know, flying cars and stuff. So it's neat to look at the magazine.
Right. But is that the same magazine that didn't have any problem with the official story of 9/11 buildings collapsing, pancaking on themselves?
Yeah, I seem to recall, you know, they're whatever. I don't know much about what's behind the magazine, but in any case, they decided now to talk about this again. And what got me on this was the headline. It's a brilliant headline. I knew you'd love it.
Oh, no problem. I mean, I love the headline. It is really good. It's you shouldn't feed poison to babies, even if it's in a homeopathic teething tablet. And it's all about belladonna. Parents are still giving belladonna to children despite multiple FDA warnings. Now, there's so much that is disingenuous about this article. I almost don't even know where to begin. Because it's like, even if it's in a homeopathic teething, well, where is it that they are going to have a cognitive dissonance on a claim like this? First of all, I do not salute Hylance Homeopathics for pulling teething tablets from the American shelves, because they've been on drugstore shelves for over 100 years. They were there even when homeopathy was nearly eliminated from the marketplace. And to say, oh, we're just going to pull them out, you're a bunch of wussies. I'm just going to say, I'm calling you out, Hylance. No explanation for you pulling it out, because there's no danger to homeopathic belladonna. Now, if what they say is accurate about Hylance having a manufacturing process that does not efficiently dilute the belladonna to those safe homeopathic levels, okay, that's a manufacturing issue. But in terms of accurate manufacturing and a finished product, homeopathic belladonna at the, well, let's even at attenuation like 10x, you've got one part per 10 billion, you can eat a whole bottle of that, and a baby is not going to be harmed in the least. A baby is not going to be harmed in the least. But there's no distinction being made here about this. And in fact, when they claim, and in the article, Superdon, you'll see it, they're claiming that, like, was it 10 deaths, 400 adverse events. 10 deaths to teething tablets? I'm sorry. No, I call BS on that too. Because when you got kids in the teething age group, this is the age group that's getting hammered by what? Well, baby visits to pediatricians for vaccinations. And you're telling me at homeopathic levels of belladonna, you're resulting in 10 deaths. You think that there would be congressional hearings if that were accurately stated. This has not happened because there is no evidence to point to say, oh my gosh, 10 deaths happened because of homeopathic teething tablets. Sorry, it's just, not, again, this is the BS of the media, including a science site like Popular Science, which, yeah, I can go with you, Superdon. I could say, yeah, it's a cool site, there's neat stuff, but when it comes to this kind of thing, or 9/11, the pancaking of the buildings, they are deluded masses of official stories, you know, basically promoting an agenda. This is not real science anymore. Again, belladonna is a toxic poison. It is. I admit it. I don't deny it. In a homeopathic form, though, it is different. You take it by a serial dilution and succussion to a point where it has no possible impact in terms of its toxicology. Remember, the poison is in the dose. But they're also missing other things that they do to children. Like on day one, where's the Popular Science article on injecting babies, innocent little babies born to their moms and dads?
Here's the thing about this headline that grabs me, because it's the way that it's worded. You shouldn't feed poison to babies, even if it's in a homeopathic teething tablet. I mean, just that sentence alone, somebody screwed up. I mean, that should have been proofread, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't feed poison to babies. Here's the thing that got me. Aren't we already feeding poison to babies? I mean, we're talking about FDA-approved poison that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what? Anybody who wants to go, medication is not poison, BS. And the reason, and here's a good reference point for this, okay? I just because I like to see, out of morbid curiosity, what's going on in the skeptic circles, I go and hang out over on science blogs from time to time. And there was an article that ORAC put out a while back where the title of his article was "All Drugs Are Poisons and That's Okay." And so I'm reading through this, and he was talking about how when he was going to college, he had a professor that one of the things that he said in, I think it was their pharmacology class.
Yes.
Was he said he wanted to make sure that everybody understood that all medications are poisons. That, and you know, the point he was making is that they all interfere with, you know, normal cellular processes in some way. But he just made the point, just straight off at the beginning of this pharmacology class, listen, guys, I want everybody to understand, all medicine is poison.
Yeah. Well, and again, we'll give him his props for honesty, but their disconnect is that it's an acceptable risk. Now, I want to make the decision whether it's an acceptable risk. I don't want ORAC or anybody else, the FDA, to tell me whether it's an acceptable risk. Because I got this article that you sent me in Popular Science, and I linked to one of their links about what people are recommending that are the officials, the doctors, for teething instead of using homeopathic belladonna. Rub your baby's gums. Keep it cool. Try hard foods, solid foods. They're trying to say chew on stuff. Dry the drool. That's one of their recommendations. Then, after all of those, which I don't have a problem with any of those, the last one, try an over-the-counter remedy. If your baby is especially cranky, acetaminophen, Tylenol. The number one reason why hospitals receive in the ER department liver failure cases in emergency rooms is due to the use of a drug called what? Acetaminophen, Tylenol. So here's the headline. Like you said, don't give poison to babies even if it's in a homeopathic teething tablet. But if it's in an over-the-counter drug approved by the FDA, go ahead. So the same article that says don't give them poison says, but here, over here, click here and find out what to do, what kind of poison to give them. You follow
popular
me?
Science. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
So tell me how popular that is in terms of the safety of your child. It's not popular in my household. And so that's where I said these eggheads, these so-called scientists, dunderheads, as I would call, rename them, have no conscience when they do an article like this. Because, first of all, it isn't a scientific article because it doesn't even reference the, like in those 10 deaths, what are the other mitigating factor circumstances? Were they on other over-the-counter prescription medications? Did they have pre-existing immunological deficiencies? Did they have liver congestion? Were they just vaccinated, right? Did they have a well baby visit? All of these factors are important to consider before you can ever make the leap that at even one part per 1,000, right, which would be like a, let's see, 1 in 401, 4X, which I'm not sure. If we can go back to, you can go look at Highland's teething tablets and see what attenuation it is. But I'm just saying, these scientific blog sites, these scientific articles in scientific journals or scientific rags or magazines, you cannot accept what they say as gospel or else you are guilty of worshiping at their church. And their church is not Christianity, it's not Judaism, it's not Islam, it's not anything else. It is simply the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And that is what they're promoting here. You know, and this is why I want Doc Harmony on today. Because there's scam articles going out in the media all across the land saying ear candles are dangerous. When they're really, by and large, not. We'll get into that, of course, in Unlock the Power to Heal, where you read about it. But we're going to get into that as well. So here we're dealing with a bureaucratic oligarchy, whether it be FDA, FTC, FTC saying, hey, you can't sell a homeopathic remedy according to what the FDA says you have to do, by the way, which you have to have a drug claim on it, because it was grandfathered in through the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939. And yet, they'll say in this article, Popular Science, right? This article, they say that there is no regulation. It's unregulated. The homeopathic market? Are you kidding me? Have you read the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act? Have you ever been in a homeopathic laboratory? The fact is the FDA has to inspect that laboratory. All right, we got to take a break. Back with Doc Harmony after this. Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The expanded edition of the Unlock the Power to Heal book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, a great contribution in the understanding of what ear candles are. Now, some of you go, why would you do anything about ear candles? Because there are so many things that people don't know about, or what they know about it is absolutely wrong, that I went to my good friend, Doc Harmony, and she contributed a great, great chapter, helped me put that together for all y'all to understand the benefit of ear candles. Yet, the mainstream media and all of the reporting in it, they have no earthly idea what they're talking about. So, from time to time, we got to check in with our good friend, Doc Harmony. Doc, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Robert, so much. It's such a pleasure.
Well, you know, you have a PhD in a field no one else has on the planet. And I'm not exaggerating. And there was so much misinformation on ear candles for so many years, people thinking and perceiving that they're like Hoover vacuum sucking out earwax, or that they're greatly dangerous and the people are going to spontaneously combust and everyone's going to die, from all these extremes. And so you had to do a lot of work to put this information out historically and accurately, scientifically, yet even today in the mainstream media, they still don't get it.
No, that's absolutely true. It's so funny that you brought that up. You know, doing my dissertation on ear candling, it was just, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm going to knock this out. You know, I know everything. And it's so funny because I'm just as guilty as these culprits that are writing these articles. You don't know what you don't know. And you don't know what you don't know until you actually start asking questions. And, you know, that mysterious word that none of our journalists seems to be doing anymore, fact-finding. So instead of just regurgitating everything that they're seeing on the internet and kind of, or be a little bit more wittier or condemning however they want the tone of the article to be, nobody's doing fact-finding. I find it very interesting that since January, 10 articles have come out. The ear, nose, and throat doctors are trying to update their protocol for CereMen in the ear. So they're spending all this time and effort on wax that's in the ear. Now, bless Q-tip's hearts, you know, they're getting really slammed. Don't put anything smaller in your elbow.
Right.
But, you know, it's really interesting. Not one of these people who wrote these articles got a quote from Q-tip, Johnson & Johnson, or a quote from an expert like me who's ear-candled 12 to 15,000 people to actually ask what our opinion is of these products that they're so willing to condemn.
So we have 10 articles or so coming out of, from ear, nose, and throat specialists, ENTs, about earwax, basically. And in them, they're condemning certain things, like utilizing Q-tips, the danger of Q-tips, which we'll acknowledge there. But, you know, just like any device, if you use it safely, appropriately, that can be used. And then, of course, they throw in, what, a little bit of not so much love for ear candles, saying how dangerous or inefficient they are, or just setting up straw men to say, hey, it doesn't really pull out earwax, even though that we've already established that.
Well, and it is established that ear candles don't pull out anything from the ear. But here's what's fascinating. Then they turn it into this fear-mongering. Oh, my God, they're so dangerous. And you're gonna, and it's just like Q-tips. I mean, how many people are so not intelligent enough to not cram a Q-tip in their ear? Seriously, how many eardrums have been burst because somebody crammed an ear a Q-tip in their ear? It just doesn't even make sense. Like, do they not have anything else to do other than to worry about wax in the ear? So it's kind of interesting, you know, watching this evolution of this wax that's now become so important and their recommendations, once again, without even talking to the experts of those products.
All right, so here's the setup. ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctors, are supposed to be the experts, of course, in the ear area. They write an article or a series of articles seemingly to protect the public from the dangers of certain things. And again, even I grew up knowing that, hey, you're not supposed to stick anything smaller than an elbow into your ear. You know, if you use a Q-tip, it should be very much on the external, you know, don't go very far in at all. So it's not new news. But of course, the attack on ear candles was interesting because some years ago, I think we were talking about the attack on ear candles from the FDA, and it was simultaneously at a point in time where a new vaccine was being approved that would be treating ear infections or preventing them, supposedly. So I want to talk about that, remind folks about how this starts up as a defense of certain industries, drugs, and vaccines, as opposed to a genuine attack on a dangerous product that isn't really dangerous. All right, we're here with Doc Harmony today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got lots more to discuss, also giving you perspective on the way the bureaucracy oligarchy works, whether it be FDA, FTC, etc. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Once again, in Unlock the Power to Heal, go pick up that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, BN.com, I think they are, online. You can get it, and there's a whole chapter on information on ear candles you will not find in any other book on the planet in this way. I do believe that's still correct, Doc. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think you've mastered your fact-finding abilities.
Well, we have to work through this in the new media. It's too easy to dismiss it based on the rise of fake news. Of course, we know most of the fake news comes from the mainstream media, but there are times certainly where there's misinformation and disinformation being fed out through what we would consider our friends in the new media. and I don't know that most of it's intentional, but the ability to find the facts, as you say, discern fact from fiction, that's something that can take time. You know, it's a great level of discernment. And, you know, like when you're working on a dissertation on ear candles, it's like, oh my gosh, how much misinformation and disinformation did you find there about the origins and the history? And then we get to the point where we have a modern bureaucratic oligarchy regulatory system in America that seemingly limits, not seeing it, actually limits the freedom of Americans to choose options and alternatives other than drugs and vaccines. And yet, you know, what do we do when the media reports just what the officials say, right? Official stories there to protect the officials, and in this case, to protect the marketplace for drugs and vaccines. So how do we relay that back to some of the things we've discussed years ago about attacks on ear candling and how that was a protection racket really being run for specific pharmaceutical products?
Well, and it is, and it's so, you know, that's what's so frustrating about this recent barrage of articles. Yeah, they're right. It doesn't pull out wax from the ear canal. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have a tremendous value. That doesn't mean that it's going to hurt you. That doesn't mean that it's dangerous. Protect their industry, and as we've discussed before, when in 2010 they attacked 17 manufacturers in the United States, they actually, the same day that they wrote the letters, they approved Prevnar 13 for ear infections, which, as we all know, they had to pull the vaccine. So, you know, due to death. So, you know, what's so interesting is that ear candles, which are absolutely relaxing, they help you to go from that very stressed sympathetic state to a very relaxed parasympathetic state, you know, i.e. go into a meditative state where you're able to go into homeostasis and the body is allowed to heal itself. That's becoming a crime, but it's acceptable to kill X number of children while they test their vaccines on the human population.
Yeah, perspective is definitely in order here. And again, how many ear, nose, and throat doctors have actually read the writings, the things that you've put out through your PhD? Probably none of them. And so they have assumptions, just as you did going in, about what ear candles were or what they were not, what was their history, what was not. So, you know, it's got to be a little bit frustrating, just a little, that, you know, nobody's reaching out to you and say, hey, Doc Harmony, can we get your perspective or opinion from your experience in working with ear candles, as opposed to just throwing out the ear candle baby with the bathwater, so to speak.
And it is frustrating. I mean, we all have our callings in life, and we all have our commitments and the things that inspire and motivate us. And ear candling has been with us, been in my family, and I've been working with them for 25 years. And like I said earlier, I've been able to help, you know, and candle 12 to 15,000 people. And watching those experiences of 90%+ of the people that get up from the table and just be able to take that nice deep breath and go, wow, holy cow, I feel so much better. I feel so much lighter. I feel so much more open. Imagine our society if we actually had that lightness and that openness as we went through our day-to-day life. And so that's where it does get frustrating. You know, I almost don't want to agree with them, even though they're right about the wax issue,
sure,
because they don't follow through. They don't follow through with the conversation. And so it's almost as if it's the same type of terror-mongering and fear-mongering that they used to do eons ago when the world was flat, or, you know, our great scientists were discovering that we were not part, you know, the center of the universe. And so when we have that type of fear that's in our society still, and we're supposed to be educated, and we're supposed to have access to the internet,
yeah,
that's where it gets frustrating.
Well, part of the key strategy, if you will, in a disinformation campaign is you have to have some basis of truth within it. And then you can travel any different direction from there because you've got some legitimate statement within it. If it was completely false and demonstrably false all the way through and through, it would never gain the legs that it would, or it would quickly be dispersed as, oh, well, that's just not even real to begin with. So that's part of the game here. And, of course, there are a lot of people out there that haven't read the chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal Expanded Edition that know about this history. And I wish that everybody would, because we've been utilizing ear candles, gosh, I don't know, since you discovered them 20-something years ago, not long after you did, you introduced them to me a long time ago, and we began to use them. And even in what you discovered about sympathetic to parasympathetic states, relaxation, I find that the alteration of the terrain, when we talk about the law of the terrain, that is a very much the essence of health or healing, disease, decay, and dying. You have a healthy terrain, you have an unhealthy terrain, and they can point to, for instance, ear infections and say it's the infectious agent that caused it. But I would say, hey, there was something about the terrain in the ear that was, conducive to the overgrowth of these so-called pathogenic life forms. And so even, blasting a little bit of, I will say blasting, that's an exaggeration, but just some warm air, some drying, some alteration of the terrain can alter what can grow there. Of course, we know a moist, wet, dark environment is a hospitable environment in certain cases for things that you don't want to grow there. So how do you find or strike that balance?
Well, no, and that's exactly the secret of it. I mean, it's that warmth, it's that smoke, it's that energy. And taking it to the next level, we have, children that are children and of course, adults, they're being barraged by so much stress and so much outwardly stimulus. They're just bombarded all day. Who doesn't want to relax when they have a migraine? Who doesn't want mommy to candle their ear when they, they're hurt and they drift off to sleep and they haven't been able to sleep for 3 days? Who doesn't want to have that intimate healing with themselves and another partner? Think of that. It's the power of the candling is much more just the candle and the smoke and changing the train. Mm-hmm. It's the whole energy of two people coming together with the intention to heal. And that, I think, adds a lot to it as well. I also believe that reflexology points get stimulated. You have all these meridian pathways, 8 of the 12 that start and end of the head area. This is a really powerful area. So when we have sinus infections, colds, flus, congestion, allergies, migraines, and at the end of the day, after being barraged with traffic and billboards and misinformation and who's right and who's wrong and all this controversy all day long, whether you're a child or you're an adult, wow, we need something that helps us to just relax it all away. We need something that allows us to shift from that very stressed state to a very relaxed parasympathetic state so that it gives our body an opportunity to do what it is designed to do, and that is to heal ourselves.
Well, and moms and dads out there, you're dealing with kids with throat issues and not just ear, but throat and sinus. Remember, the ear, nose, and throat. Why are those doctors ear, nose, and throat? Because they're all connected. And if you alter the terrain in a positive fashion in one area, you're going to impact positively all of those other areas. And that's why people report when they use these ear candles that, my goodness, their sinus issues clear up, right? The throat is feeling better. And again, you say, Doc Harmy, I agree, you're dealing with energetic centers of the upper body, the head, that area. There's a lot of energy flow through there that obviously the allopathic molecular reductionist doctors, they're not trained in. And we holistically inclined, healers are going to say, we're energetic beings. We got to understand and acknowledge the energy of the body and how anything and everything impacts it and how the ear candles work in that regard as well. So we're dealing with, again, a different regulatory environment now, a transition time in our country with Trump as president. We don't know definitively where everything's going to go. There are a lot of battles happening. That's another area of stress. People need to chill out and take an ear candle, right? And relax and just step back for a moment and recognize it's not necessarily the end of the world. There are things that are shifting and changing, but in many ways for the better.
Well, no matter if it's Trump or it's this medical establishment that set themselves up as God, once again, it goes back to who's really creating the division. Is it us and our fears? Oh, my God, this is going to happen if Trump's president. Oh, my God, this is going to happen if I don't follow my doctor's instructions to the letter of the T. Well, according to the AMA's own documentation, the number three killer So I guess if that's the outcome that you want, follow them to the letter of the T. But it's that fear.
Right.
It's that fear-mongering and the fear of, oh, my God, we're going to have a Holocaust. Oh, my God, we're going to have nuclear war. As we as people continue to send around that those negative thoughts and those negative fears, holy cow, who's creating what? And that's why people like you are so important to keep continuing to putting out a positive message. Think, listen to your intuition. Listen, it doesn't make sense to go and get on OxyContin. How many families have been killed, have been wrecked because somebody got in a car accident, they prescribed OxyContin, and now they're divorced, they've lost everything, and mom's on heroin now. Really?
Yeah.
Who's creating that?
Doc Harmony, I dropped for a second when you were saying what the AMA said the number was it the number one leading cause of death. Were you referencing stress or was it the fear that you mentioned just after that?
No, it's the number third
okay.
killer in America is due to an overprescription, an error in surgery, misdiagnosis. When you put it all together, is the number three leading cause of death in our nation.
Correct. Yeah, that's what we're talking about here is why, again, there's another way to go. And that way includes so many things that people haven't been introduced to in much of their lifetime. Again, I'm alive and well today because of things I learned at the age of 24 that I knew nothing of from 0 to 24. And they were all rooted in holistic, nutritional, natural, if you will, therapies
mm-hmm.
that have been vilified or, if not vilified, erased from history. And so this is a very, very precarious time to re-embrace or embrace those things that the establishment doesn't want you to embrace. We're going to do it. Everybody focus on the positive here, and you can get those ear candles that I get and utilize at harmonycone.com. Harmonycone.com, also accessible through many health food stores throughout the United States and around the world.
No, and that's great. And our number is 877-570-4484. Anyone that needs or wants to ask information, get information, we're there for you.
877-570-4484. Doc Harmony, thank you for being on board and setting the record straight, as always.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always great to hear from my friend Doc Harmony. And remember, you go to harmonycone.com, learn the real truth about ear candles as well in, what is it? Unlock the Power to Heal, silly. I think there's earcandling.info as well, but check it out. Hey, before we get into our final story of this hour, we get advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar, Super Don. I think I'm scheduled to do a live broadcast this week in Arizona. I think the Phoenix area. Do you have that information somewhere?
Yeah, that's going to be at a place called Nature's Health Shop in Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona. Okay, so folks, if you're listening tonight live, which is a Monday, Thursday of this week, we'll be doing Sacred Fire of Liberty, and I'll be second hour probably more interacting with the locals that want to show up there. And how do they find out where this store is in Chandler, Arizona?
You can give them a call at 480-821-1986. 480-821-1986.
All right, Thursday show live from Nature's Health Shop, Chandler, Arizona. I'm looking forward to that. One thing I promise you, I know maybe people will now turn out or not turn out. I don't depend on your perspective on this. I'm not going to be doing the show in the nude. Okay? And you're like, what? Was that an option?
It is radio. Yeah. You can get by.
Yes. And I know there are probably nudist colonies. I don't know what they call them now. Naturalist colonies in Arizona in places because it's warm enough. But according to this Fox News Health article, if you're feeling down, scientists, now I don't know if they're popular scientists or non-popular scientists, but they're suggesting that you spend more time in the nude. I'm not making it up. Super Don found this. We're reporting on it.
Telling you, and this is this is science for you. they actually published the results of this in the Journal of Happiness Studies. Now that's a journal I've never heard of before.
Okay, the Journal of Happiness. All right,
Happiness Studies.
Spend more time naked. I guess. Yeah. I mean, depends on who you're with, perhaps. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I've never been one of those in the colony, so to speak. So I can't comment. But I know, you know, we've got some good friends that like to spend time that way. That's their prerogative. I'm not judging.
Whatever, yeah. you know, to each his own. But according to the lead researcher on this study, this was University of London in New Cross. Apparently, the Brits like to study this stuff. That naturists have been saying for a long time that being in the company of others who are nude makes them happier.
It makes them happier. All right.
Yes.
All right. Three. Well, what am I going to say? Do we?
Maybe, I'm waiting to hear what you got to say.
Listen. I've been known to do my show in my PJs or shorts and a T-shirt, right? But I don't recall the last time I did that. I don't. Maybe I have to try and see. Hey, I'm happier now because my. No, I don't know. I mean, the temperature's got to be just right. So. You know, and the thing is, listen.
We could try this live on the air, right?
We could.
Say, hey, you feel happier now?
No video. all right, let's look at it. Let's step back for a moment. We're spiritual beings having physical experiences. That means we've been given a physical body for specific reasons of interacting on this earthly plane. Now, clothing, of course, we go into the story of Adam and Eve. I don't want to go into that at the moment. I don't recall being there at the time. But we do realize that.
That's just anecdote.
Yeah, the physical body is not something that I perceive as something that needs to necessarily be hidden, but I recognize there are social mores and expectations. If you agree as adults that, you know, you want to live a different way, that's fine. I just feel like I'm totally ill prepared to comment on this story. You know,
what it comes down to, and this is one of the things they point out, is that, you know, if you're with a group of other people, that maybe seeing other people that don't look like Ken and Barbie might help one person's own self-esteem. It's
sure.
Like, oh, look, you know, I'm normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, yeah, you're right, because most of the images of nakedness, of course, promoted, they're airbrushed. It's not real. When you get real, you're like, okay, I don't feel so bad about myself, right, at that point. So anyway, if it enhances your self-esteem, I'm not going to knock it, right? That's for you.
Although there may be some other ways to boost your self-esteem than running around with a bunch of naked people.
Sure. I'm totally, supportive of those who also would rather do CBD. You know, if you don't want to be naked, that's okay. I don't judge, right? But the CBD we get from CB Sciences, you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And, of course, 15% off gets you via the code RSB15. RSB15. Now, we got Dr. Raja Vantar scheduled momentarily. After the news break, we'll see. I don't think we're going to talk about nakedity. I don't know if I'll bring that up.
No.
Nakedity? Isn't that what it's called? Nudity?
No.
Nakedity? That's like
no,
southern.
No, nudity, style. Not nakedity.
Okay. I say everything a little bit different. But it's okay. I say this the same for the most part with minor changes from time to time. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.